Jane, be funny, all right?
I'm trying.
Be funny now.
It's hard to be funny right now.
Oh, life is hard. Life's harder than you think. Until it gets really hard. And it's all because you said bad things.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is funny, though, because it is interesting, because you do kind of, when you put out a ton of fucking just like negative shit, it does come back.
Boy,
to you.
It comes back.
It comes back to you. So we were just building a little bomb slowly, yeah, and then it just was like,
like, why did that go off?
Yeah, it comes back, man.
Comes back in full force.
Sure.
I started the October 1st.
This is going to happen, though.
What?
This is, mine was not the first. I was, so when I started comedy, it was when podcasts, if you were doing an open mic, you had a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And said fucking dumb shit.
Yeah.
The whole time. So there's going to be a whole generation of comics now that have hundreds and hundreds of hours of podcasts.
Yeah.
This is going to be a pretty regular thing of people being like, oh, fuck, you said that on that? Oh, you said that on
people
that?
People are going to go back and start deleting their shit, I think.
Yeah.
That's the purge. There's going to be a great purge. But
for sure.
All these freaks out here downloading shit. It's like you can't get anything. You can't really erase anything.
Yeah.
It's in the chain. It's in the fucking collective memories.
Yeah, man. So
of
there's
all the
a bunch
of the world.
New people that have podcasts.
Yeah.
And you say shit. You say outlandish shit to act at. Like, you know, it's like when you start an open mic.
Yeah, you're just
when
wild.
Your first couple of stand-ups, you're like, oh, fucking gay people. And like, just yeah. say, you just say offensive things to try to get a reaction. And this is, it's kind of the same thing with a lot of podcasts. Not that that's what we were doing. Trust me.
Yeah.
Ours was very nuanced.
True.
People are really missing the nuance on how fucking, dude, people don't think.
Obviously.
People think we're two fucking idiots.
Obviously.
We're geniuses.
Playing 40 fucking chess.
This is 40 chess and people don't understand it. But that, I, you know, I can't blame them for that.
Yeah.
I, you know. But I do think this will be, this is one of the first, this is a landmark case of people that are going to start getting butt fucked on podcasts.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's not even just that. Politicians. It's like.
Oh, yeah.
The now Facebook the pictures and couple, shit coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, dude, there's
Trudeau's
also.
Trudeau's young. For a politician.
Yeah,
he's got
man.
Blackface, dude. Every young politician's going to have some wild
dude,
shit.
Think about the kids now growing up during this who are going to, like, you know, studying political science, going to be politicians. They're probably just being, like, shit online. They're probably just storing shit of each other. It's just not. They probably. People probably have dossiers of blackmail being built.
Yeah.
If you're, like, a nasty little fucker and you're, like, 18 right now and you're in political science, you want to be a politician, you're, like, you know, you guys are all on that track. Probably doing nothing but grabbing pics of your
yep.
boys and being like, all right,
yep,
let's go.
But yeah, that's, I think that'll definitely be a regular thing that it happens. That
oh,
people
sure.
are going to start getting fucking, and politics is, yeah, especially. Everybody that's young now that's going to eventually be a politician.
Tucker Carlson caught a hot one.
What did he do?
He was just like on his early, when he was just a radio dude, basically. He was on a radio show and he was just like, basically said like dog brain kind of. Calling chicks, there's like morons.
Ladies have dog brains?
Pretty much was being like girls.
Damn,
are dumb.
I stole my bit from Tucker Carlson.
He was basically like girls are dumb, and a girl. He like said girls are dumb whores, or he like insinuated
sick.
Something like that.
What a baller!
Pretty much, dude.
That's a sick move.
He was like college radio, and he
getting
was
on
like,
the radio and being like chicks are dumb whores, dude. That's
check
awesome.
Check
that's
dumb whores. But yeah, he said girls are dumb whores, and he got in trouble. They
yeah.
brought it to him, and he was like, oh, come on.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was so long ago. He always, whenever he gets pissed, he squints his eyes.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
come on. They yeah. would have you believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like me. That was like me at 30 Rock. I was like, oh, come on.
Oh, get out of here.
Warren, that was so long ago. They're like, that was less than a year ago. I was like, what? That's crazy.
9 months?
That's a whole fucking pregnancy. What? I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you could if you wanted to. And this is the thing. You could go full bore and wrap yourself in this and be like, they can never take away my rights of free speech,
I'll
man.
Never do that.
I know, which is funny. But you could,
yeah,
I'm saying.
I get
so
that
it's
side.
Like,
that side's tugging. That side's like, hey, come do our show. Like, stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be a free speech guy.
Dude, you could have
which,
hit.
Look, there are a ton of free speech dudes that's like, cool, man. Go
do
your thing. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to be that.
I like that. I've always been for trying to figure. I mean, obviously, I'm Apollonian. I have an Apollonian temperament. So I'm a world merger. Can't help that.
I knew you were a world Apollonian
can't
world merger.
Fucking help that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, maybe, just maybe, you'll figure out the third way. Which we kind of did, honestly. We swerved off the rails a couple times.
We got fucking smashed.
No, I'm saying...
I don't think we merged the world at all.
No, I'm saying...
We started a civil war.
The secret cast, but... The secret cast was... We danced the fucking tango, dude. And a couple times, you grabbed my tits.
Yeah, it's true.
A couple times, we fondled each other.
Yes.
It went off the rails a little bit. But... If the cast fucking, the cast now is just, they fucking beat us down, dude. The cast will reformulate, dude, and mutate. Like, it's like a broken bone.
Yep.
It's coming back stronger. It's going to heal. You know what I mean? I'm, yeah. Dude, my whole thing, too, with, you know, I have 9 million my whole things. For the podcast.
Don't let it get in your head.
I'm not letting it. Fuck that shit, dude. For the podcast, and I've thought of this extensively, we will rise. We will rise again. The podcast will be sweet. No. The podcast.
Starting to get into some South will rise again shit. Slow down.
No. We will rise again, dude. Yeah. The podcast will be sweet. It'll be unassailable. And it's like I think about this a lot. If there's people who are like, I need edge. I need as much maximal edge. It's like, hey, man, whatever. I don't really give a fuck. If we lost so much Patreon that I have to drive Lyft again, I'm fully prepared to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I like doing this, and it's like people try to come at me with the money-wise, and it's just like, bro, I will go paint houses and drive for Lyft, bro. So it's like, we will write this fucking ship.
Yeah.
We will be an national example, dude.
The cast.
The cast will be a national example.
Yeah. I think so. I have total faith in that.
We will.
I'm not. Dude, this whole time I've been watching Succession, just like, that's us. That's pretty much us.
We're Roystar Waco, dude.
This is Roystar right now. It's people were butt-fucking people on the cruise. We got to fix this.
I'm Kendall, dude. But yeah, we had a conversation about that. And the dude was just stressed out about, like, going to school full-time. He's like, and it's just like, okay, well, what the fuck's that have to do with me sitting by a goddamn creek, dude, to get my motherfucking shit back together? It's like, fucking get out of my face. I don't know why people got to be negative about shit like that.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
But either way.
I hear you. That the mushroom thing, I think it brought me back to when I took mushrooms and listened to the Annihilation soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's the world I'm in now. That's just life now. I was just preparing. I didn't even know it. I was subconsciously just preparing. Just be like, dude, in my subconscious, I knew there was a storm coming. I knew it.
Now, would you say that helped you at all, having done that? Or was that just like a weird night you had? Did you get anything from that? Or was that just like a weird night?
I don't know. I was kind of fucking hammered, too. So it was kind of whoa. But yeah, that's the world I'm inhabiting right now.
That's funny.
Annihilation's just blasting. I'm just in a hotel in Canada, like, ah.
Well, it's funny because I went home. I was so happy with the fact that, like, I was bugging a little bit, being like, man, this fucking feels weird in here. People fucking hate me. And it was just like, you know, you can go off in a quick negative spiral, just regardless when you're just there normally. But the drive home, I passed, like, a crew of flaggers and construction workers. Dude, I was just like... Everyone is the best. I'm like, look at these guys out here. Like, the flagging person was flagging me. I'm like, man, you're so necessary for me to get to the other side of this road safely. And I'm like, I fucking love everybody. Went back to school today. I was like, man, I hate these motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're probably happy to leave school. That's why you were like, that guy's great.
Basically. Yeah. Basically. It's good to be out of a space where people unanimously dislike you. And then there's people being like weirdly nice to you. And they're just being nice, and you know, but it still feels weird when people are like, hey, man, what's going on? It's like, yeah, come on, dude. I feel weird fuck enough.
Yeah.
How you holding up? I'm like...
Oh, that's been, like, the worst.
Yeah.
Just people being like, hey, are you okay? Like, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Everything's okay.
Leave me be.
Yeah, my dad, when I was leaving today, I left home today to come here.
Yeah.
And he was like, right before I left, he was like, how you doing? He's like, you don't look like you're on top of it like you were. I was like, yeah. He's like, you just seem angry. I was like, well, yeah. He's like, what do you think that means? He's like, yeah, I could see him be like, nice. Like, as soon as I was like, yeah, I'm fucking angry.
He's like, good.
What do you think that means? Like, if I was just sulking around and being sad, then you could be upset. Like, you see that I'm pissed. It's like, nice.
So he's stoked that you're pissed right
now? Yeah, he was like, yeah, go stick it up their asses. So I was like, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah,
dude. Hopped in the Rolls.
You drove down, you're like, yeah, have like, a nice...
Yeah, have a nice stay.
Nice, safe
pocket. After my dad told me to shove it up my enemy's ass.
That's fucking sick.
It'd be a nice day.
Yeah,
I mean, it reminded me of, I might have said it on the last podcast, there's a part in Grapes of Wrath where all the dudes in this town in Oklahoma, they're like gathering and sitting in a circle. All the men of the town go sit and talk. Mm-hmm. And they're all just got bought off their lands by the banks. There's the Dust Bowl. They're all fucked. And then he describes the women standing in the doorways watching the men and like judging their faces. And like women can tell whether or not their men are broken. And they're like, and then if the man came back angry or like motivated, sure, or something, the women were like happy. But if he came back, like they could see if they were broken. Like the men, the women stood in the doorway checking to see if the men were broken.
Yeah, if they bitched up. Dog,
that ain't me.
Nah, bro. Ain't about a motherfucking
thing. Fucking hoes were standing in the doorway like, is he sad? I was like, no, I'm pissed.
No, sisters, I'm going back.
I'm going to get motivated to do comedy. So funny to go into comedy. Like, I'm going to fuck everybody up. Hey, everybody, how are you? Are you guys doing okay?
Any birthdays out there?
Hey, anybody celebrating an anniversary? All right.
Yeah. Well, the worst.
That's been tough with comedy is trying. I'm okay with talking about it. I don't care about what's going on, but like, I usually on stage only talk about what I'm like thinking about or like going. So like that's the only thing I can talk about.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get into a joke about like relationships while this is taking place.
Yeah. I mean, obviously
it's hard for me to do that.
You have your mind too can really hunker down on one thing. So you get focused on something and it's just like, that's it.
Yeah.
I can only focus on something for like 14 minutes at a time.
Yeah. I can focus on one thing for 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the same thing over and over again.
No, my day is just like a flash of like, dude, obviously the fucking wind. I get hung up
on that. You got hung up on the wind. We didn't even discuss that.
We didn't discuss that, dude.
Matt had a sick theory about the wind.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's no, I don't think people are going to listen to this. I know people aren't going to listen to this. They're going to get clips out of this and say this is what they're doing. Anybody that listens to this is probably...
St. Rogies might fucking listen, dude.
Dude,
dear St. Rogies, dude. Please Rogie, save us.
Please, St. Rogies. Rogies, descend upon us and save us, dude.
Please fucking bless us.
Dude, Rogies want Kenobi. You're our only hope, dude. Please.
That's all I can think about, dude, is Rogies saving us, dude.
Dude, I don't think Rogies is helping.
He'd be like, God, dude, he'd come down and impregnate my girlfriend. And then he'd be like, no, that's yours. Don't worry about
Rogies,
it. Like,
okay. Rogies, descend upon us. Please. Please help.
Please bless us, dude.
Yeah, and then it's there's comics talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
All good,
dude.
Do your thing, bro.
Loving it, dude. Love
it. It sucks to have so many iconic comedians come down and trash me,
dude.
All these dudes I've always looked up to.
Yeah, man.
You're
talking about CT, bro.
I'm not naming names.
That
baby.
Was my. I mean, that's when fucking rivals become. That's when idols become your rivals, dude.
You're what, Titus?
Yeah, dude.
Oh man,
Yeah, I used to flip back and forth between infomercials and Titus, and be like, watch a fucking infomercial. I always skip that show.
Titus.
He's a god, dude.
He's a comedy god.
990-minute specials.
990-minute specials.
All gold.
So good.
Hit me with some bits, dude.
What's
your favorite Titus bit?
My favorite Titus bit is. He uses a TED Talk microphone.
My favorite one is when he does a Michael Jackson microphone and goes, bah! Dude, that was my favorite one.
One of the funny things is anybody that's talked shit, that's a comedian,
mm-hmm.
has typically had a clip of them on a podcast saying ridiculous shit.
And
Titus's was so funny. Titus was like, he was like, let's start. It was like the intro of his podcast. He's like, let's start with hard facts. Asians can't drive for shit. He was like, no Grand Prix winners, no NASCAR. He listed all that shit. It's like Malaysian Airlines, they suck. And then he was like, the last thing you want to hear on a plane is, oh, this is your pirate speaking.
He said that?
Yeah, of course he did.
Oh, of course, dude. That, a lot of this too is it's like a tag your it redemption kind of thing.
Yeah.
You got some skeletons in the closet and you're like, wait, what are they doing now? They're going through fucking podcasts? He's like, I just want to say, I don't support this shit at all.
Yeah.
This is fucking hack.
Yeah, this is hack.
That fucked me up, dude.
Hack and unfunny was what hurt. If you guys,
if you want to hurt me.
If E and fucking Variety and Vulture are like, racist piece of shit, I'm like, yep, that makes sense. Coming from you guys, yes.
Yeah.
Coming from other comics being like, hack bullshit.
Yeah.
But again, I did that too.
True.
There were and here's the other thing, because people aren't listening to this. They didn't listen to the full thing. They didn't listen to 3 years of this. So at the beginning of the podcast, I was a open micer in Philly, living in a fucking basement on a mattress. eating fucking beans I would steal from my parents' house.
True.
Heavy dosage of beans.
True.
I bet $0 for 5 years.
That checks out. I'm fact checking all this.
God damn it. Sorry, shut your phone off.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm fact checking all this, dude. That checks out. I've seen the beans.
You've seen the bean cans.
I'm real time fact checking.
So this is coming from a place of I'm watching comics get like, I think I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in a basement being like, people don't like me because I'm a straight white guy and it's hard for me and it's so hard. And then as soon as I moved to New York.
I'm out of beans.
I had no fucking beans.
You're like the bad guy from Dennis the Menace getting off the train. Eating an apple with a knife.
So I talked shit on a bunch of comics that I thought were getting clapped and it bothered me.
Sure.
As soon as I moved to New York, within 1 year, this year, everything changed. Agency, management, Comedy Central, JFL, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
Yep.
I have to be kind of good at stand-up to get some of those. Can somebody concede that?
How dare you, dude.
I have to be okay to get those things.
Sure.
But as soon as I realized, and it happened before I moved to New York, I was just like, I got to stop fucking wailing on this woke shit.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It makes me look like a whiny bitch. I'm done with it. And I tried to move on. And people brought up that I said Judd Apatow was gayer than ISIS, which I don't, you know, I don't want to hurt any like that. But sure. It is funny knowing Judd Apatow was like on set somewhere and one of his fucking publicists came up and was like, excuse me, Judd, Variety just ran an article that said a comic called you gayer than ISIS. And he just had to sit there and be like, huh, what does that mean? But yeah, it all came from a place of insecurity and all that. And
hold on, let me linger on that.
Yeah,
god damn it, that is funny. If there's someone with like a little clipboard, yeah. Mr. Apatow,
excuse me, I know you're busy.
Mr., here's your coffee. Also, someone called you gayer than ISIS. I was like, what the fuck?
What does gayer than ISIS mean? So like, I get it. So these comics talking shit.
You was your karmic debt.
It's okay.
You built up a karmic debt.
I certainly did.
You had a fucking heavy karmic debt.
I accept all punishment.
Sure.
Come at me. It's okay.
How much do you accept it? Are you talking about tied up naked, getting your fucking pink hiney slapped, or like?
Don't call my hiney pink, dude.
Sorry. You've actually had a lot of people commenting on the pinkness of your hiney.
I am a very pink man.
People calling you a pig makes me so laugh.
This pink pig, that Asian subreddit's going in, bro.
I never.
Another thing I wanted to talk about that is pretty funny is the people like in our orbit, like talking shit online and like saying fucking horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, that's not helping. You know what I mean? It's not helping me at all. There's no stopping it.
So you're catching flack on it?
I don't think it. Well, there's also that double standard of like, so say you're like a fucking ONA guy or like a Cometown guy or like our fans just commenting on people that are offended by this by being like, you fucking, like using slurs again. That's a horrible look for me.
It's just not the vibe, dude.
That's not what we want.
It's not the vibe.
That's not who we're after, bro.
It's not the vibe.
But what's funny is I'll be held accountable for anybody that's a fan of ours in their comments.
Sure.
Meanwhile, somebody who writes an article about me and I get, you know, 1,000 death threats,
yeah,
they're not held accountable for that. There's no accountability there. I've had fucking people call me that spoke out and talk shit on me, be like complaining that they're getting fucking cyberbullied. And I'm like, oh, you want to talk about fucking getting bullied online?
Are these comics? Or just like random ass people?
Yeah, I've had comics, yeah.
That would be like, now I'm getting bullied.
Yeah, well, now your fans are saying this about
me. Throwing your fucking hat in the ring, bro.
Like, bro, you're in here now.
Does this translate into a celebrity boxing match between you?
I'm going to beat the fuck out of the Bagel Boss. Me and the Bagel Boss are going to blows over this. It's going to be me versus Bagel Boss and Beetlejuice.
Can we do a classic tag team?
Who do you want to fight? You and me versus Beetlejuice
fight
and
whoever,
Bagel
dude.
Guy?
I'll fight whoever. I don't care. Fighting Titus, dude.
Titus will work you, bro.
With his old guile-looking motherfucking ass, dude.
Titus is going
to
rock.
He's
going
to try
to
do an upside-down jump kick on me. I'm going to Zangief his fucking ass, dude.
Titus is coming for you.
Fuck that, dude.
Titus versus Matt McCosker.
Dude, I'm Ryu. He's guile, dude. I'm going to fuck him up, dude. We're going to do capoeira.
Titus, whatever.
I'm going to fight him.
I don't care.
I threaten violence. No, I'm going to fuck Titus up.
Stop. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
That is true. No, that is true. How they can people can be like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And you're like, I'm getting death threats. People are like, ah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then our fans go out and say horrible things. And they're like, this is the type of hate that they promote.
Yeah.
It's like, what about the hate you promote? Because I'm getting fucking death threats. Not that. And it's funny, too, because I've heard everybody that's gotten death threats before complain about them. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I know they're not real.
Sure.
But it's just like, it's a lot like when you make fun of ghosts. Like if I'm in public, dude, and I'm like, ghosts aren't real, fuck you. And then right before I go to bed, I'm like, sorry about that, ghosts. I was just kidding. I know you're in my closet right now. We're good. Yeah, same thing, dude, with death threats. I'll go out and be like, man, fuck death threats. And then right before bed, I'm like, ooh, better lock that door.
You're paranoid as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I'm paranoid. I'm scared to get shot anyway. That's, dude, the vibe of the podcast, at least for me right now, it's trying to take people back, dude. Take them back to their lives. Everything's cool around you. Stop forsaking all the cool shit around you in order to, like, get ahead in some weird fucking industry, like, creative expression
shit.
Well,
Billy was talking to me about it. It's funny to make fun of the hipster apocalypse.
Oh,
like,
dude.
All these people that are doing all these blogs and all this shit. It's like, dude, the come down from this wave is going to... We're going to get a lot of cool-looking fucking bus drivers. You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of guys with, like, an arrow tattoo on their forearm driving your bus. There's going to be a harsh
taking shots at Honest Tom, bro?
No, not at Honest Tom.
Honest Tom's driving a bus. Is that what...
That's what me and Billy were... Billy was taking shots.
Wow.
That's Billy.
See, that's but look, fucked up. My family. Why can't my family ever get along? Dude, the...
No, it's good, but that was a bad example. I apologize. That's
pretty funny.
Apocalypse of like, oh, man, you guys... There's going to be a lot of landscapers out there with... fucking curly mustaches.
Oh, yeah, dude, with a fat-ass whip, dude. There's so many landscapers with a fat-ass fucking whip on their face.
Yeah, dude.
No, dude, I've said it before. In about 5 years, I'm going to fully stock up on antidepressant stock, psych meds, because these people, dude, when the art school loans aren't paying themselves off,
mommy
and daddy die, you start like a warehouse full of artists, none of your fucking dickhead friends pay you any rent. Now you don't have any money. No, you don't have any money. No one's checking out the blog. You've taken down Shane, dude.
You're gone.
What the fuck? I did everything I was supposed to do.
Dude, that was cracking me up. It's like, we got to take him down. I'm like, bro, I live in a hallway in Queens. What else do you want?
They're just going to seal you up, dude. They're going to block you in so you can't leave. You're like, all right, fuck it, we got him, dude. Quarantined.
Yeah, they...
Well, do you walk around dealing with, like, you don't know... Who knows about it? And you're like, you see people, and you're just like,
yes. Thankfully, I live in Queens, where everybody's from fucking Uzbekistan.
That's pretty sick.
And they're just like, they got bigger fish to fry than online blogs.
For sure.
Like, in Queens, I'm all right. In Manhattan and Brooklyn, oh boy.
Really?
Yeah, we got some lookers.
Well, it's such a weird thing about news now, because there's some people like, oh my God, they would text me, what the fuck happened to your boy? And then it's like, I'll tell them, like, do you hear what happened? They're like, wait, what? I'm like, well, I don't hear about that.
Yeah.
So the news is like stuff can go national, but it's like
there were people on stage this weekend while I was on stage. They're like, "Who are you?
What the fuck?" Are
you? I'm like, "Oh, I got hired and fired by SNL this week."
And they're like, huh?
"They're like, oh, like what'd you do?" I'm like, "Nah, nothing. it's a lot.
It takes like 10 minutes to explain." Yeah, dude.
But I haven't really run into anybody that was saying like "fuck you" on the street yet.
Well, of course, dude. You're fucking 6'3". None of these guys are going to come up to you and be like, yo, dude, it's me from the fucking internet. I'm here to fuck you up.
Yeah, so I'm all right there.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I'm all right there. I've gotten a lot of support, though. I'll be walking down the street. People be like, man, it's fucked up. What happened to you, dude? I'm like, thanks, bro.
That's so funny.
And again, yeah, true. Then I'm mad.
Sucks. Pussy.
There's, God, I keep forgetting what I'm going to say. You'll have to excuse me. I'm a little mentally exhausted.
Dude. This is Cusk Lipton, dude, behind the fucking actor studio.
Yeah, I guess just the thing that does hurt is getting called not funny. That's what hurts.
Yeah.
I know I've said it like 8 times in this.
I did. It fucking must kill you. You don't like the Reddit comments. That's all I thought about.
I stay
like,
off that shit.
He hates Reddit comments. This probably hit the news, and it was just, you can't delete the app and be like, fuck him.
Yeah. I didn't really read too much in the news. I have watched all the podcast clips of people talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to, because then I'm just like,
I gotta
come out and be like, well, fuck this person. It's like, nah, I don't care. This is what hopefully will happen. They'll just have to follow me. Yeah. I'll just go do stand-up with them, and they'll have to follow me.
True.
And hopefully I'm good enough to bury them.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's a champion's attitude.
And that's what I've had the whole fucking
thinking
time.
Of anyone, have you ran it, like, daydreamed about that at all?
Yeah, of course. Just you don't think I've gotten in a million shower arguments this whole time? Just fucking leveling people while I'm naked and fat in the shower. The tiny dick just standing there. Just like, oh, fuck you up, dude.
Your head's messing with this thing. You're like, oh, thanks a lot, guys. That's my time. Follow that, bitch. Your mom's like, Shane.
Oh, man. I was on the phone today with, like, lawyers and my manager, and my fucking mom knocked on the door. I was like, Mom, not now.
Oh, I'm on the phone with my entertainment lawyer. Get out.
Yeah, I went home. Everyone's asleep. It's just me.
See, that's how I feel in the morning.
Enjoying my life. Yeah, of course.
That's how I feel in the morning. I went to the gym this morning at literally like 4:15.
Yeah.
And there was nobody awake. I left the gym. It was still dark. And I was just like, God damn, I got a tight fucking program, fool.
You're killing me.
I'm killing you.
I know it's funny. I know it's funny. It is funny to have a fucking fitness instructor that's an Aryan Brotherhood guy that's still denying that he's not racist. It is funny.
He's not, dude. He's Racism's not, the look, epitome of fucking ignorance,
look,
dude. He knows
I know
this.
That he
I'm
knows.
I'm going on his personal website. I'm paying him, dude.
I know what you're doing.
I'm
think
not
it's
doing
funny.
Anything bad.
I think it's funny.
He's
but
fucking
then,
blasted.
Let me also tell you this. That as funny as we think it is, no one's going to listen to this.
Yes, they will.
And the article's going to be like...
Rogies listening right now.
Rogies is not listening, dude.
Rogies hears this, dude.
Rogies, if you hear us, dude, help us, Rogies. Rogies, we need you, dude.
Tell them we don't love the Aryan
Brotherhood. Tell them we don't love the Aryan Brotherhood, dude. Rogies, help us.
Dear St. Rogies.
St. Rogies, come down, dude.
Oh, my God. Please keep the journalists away from us, dude.
St. Rogies, dude, our career's been lost. Come around and help us find it.
Help us accept the fucking quotes we cannot change, dude.
Yeah, it is going to be funny when the articles are like, after a absolute non-apology, they then got into how an Aryan Brotherhood workout is the best workout.
I was talking to someone.